Say y'all, Midlife Mike here. I got a new podcast that focuses specifically on the mental health of Black people. It is called Almost Therapy for Black People. It is almost therapy because I am not a licensed therapist yet, but I am working on it. And so until that time comes, we are just talking. But my current position does not hinder me from sharing critical information that I have learned the last few years. Nothing against no one or any other group, but Black people need to address the elephant in the room, our mental health. Admittedly so, there are more Black people now more than ever seeking therapeutic assistance, but I am not sure if we understand the trauma we have suffered collectively as well as individually. Now don't get it twisted, God has absolutely kept us, but Black people have had a difficult time addressing our mental health and the things that either contribute or take away from us being healthy mentally. We are doing this podcast every Thursday and Sunday. So if you have any questions, please email me at midlifemike10@gmail.com. Now let's get to it. Hey, y'all, what's up? This is Midlife Mike with a new podcast, Almost Therapy for Black People. I'm excited, but at the same time, I am concerned because after being in school for a few years here and studying to be a licensed marriage and family therapist, I have come across some very valuable information. But one thing that I have found out through all of the reading, excuse me, y'all, through all of my reading, is that most of this information does not or was not for Black people, does not include Black people. Now, before we get started, I want to tell you that we're local. We're local. And so if you hear any ambient noises, like my granddaughter in the background, we local. We got good equipment. So we got microphones that pick up like the government, but we're local. And so it's a thing that we do locally here in our hometown. I got a great engineer. He's with me. He might chime in every now and again. As we call him Johnny Ray. J. Ray. All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. So now some people would say, why? Well, why do you need a podcast for the mental health of Black people? Because there's not a lot of information that pertains to Black people's mental health. You see, what you have to understand is historically, as discussed by James A. Goodman in the section called Institutional Racism, the Crucible of Black Identity, in the book Black Self-Concept, Implications for Education and Social Science. And check out this publishing date, 1972. Which was edited by James A. Banks and Gene D. Grams, tells us this, that cultural patterns in the U.S. have provided a basis for Black people to be evaluated as being different from and outside the norms of society. Now, this is 2024, and we are still experiencing those things that were discussed in 1972. We are not looked at as being part of the society. We're looked at as being outside of that realm. And so everything that I'm learning in school has to be restructured to fit the Black context. Very important. Our identity formation with respect to the larger society is founded in society's scorn and disparagement. In other words, they love our swagger, but they don't want to hang around with us. They love our spiritual get down, but they don't want to go to church with us. They love our musical endeavors, but don't want to acknowledge our technical genius. And so when we look at mental health, that we start off with an unlevel playing field. This is something that we already know. I'm not telling you nothing new. But yet and still, Black people do not, on the whole, seek therapy. How to deal with one another, how to work with one another, the things that we feel inside, the things that we go through as human beings, regardless of our skin color, what we go through as a human being and what we're subjected to because the color of our skin puts us in a mindset where sometimes we feel like we're getting ready to blow. We're getting ready to go off. We're getting ready to lose it, which affects our relationships with each other. Why is it in a Black community we don't trust? And I don't have nothing against Jewish people, but Jewish people get together. Asian people get together. Even people from Africa, they're not African-American, they get together. Latino, Latinx, they get together. Why is it all these other ethnicities can get together, but we can't? Why is it that the world projects that Black women do not need a Black man, but everybody else needs their men, every other culture? And so when it comes to the information presented in marriage and family therapy, I personally feel that I have to restructure it to fit the Black narrative. Right? Because our identity formation with respect to the larger society is founded in society scorn. We're looked at we're looked at harder, we're judged harder. We're looked at in a way where, either we are a threat or we're non-threat. And it's crazy. And so that same brother, James Goodman, he concludes that the Black individual who identifies with the predominant culture risks accepting and ritualizing the very behaviors which places limits on what he or she may become. In other words, when you try to become something you're not, you're limiting yourself. And we have tried to fit, Black people have tried to fit into that mainstream societal scheme to our detriment. We are the only people that I know of that have job-related schizophrenia. And what I mean by that is that we have to act one way on the job, and then we act different when we get home, right? I can't go into my job talking, slang. What up, dude? What it is? What? How you doing? How you living? I can't go in my job talking like that. Hi, how are you this morning? Very good. All right. And so those are the things that we have to contend with, where everybody else doesn't have to deal with that. And so, it's crazy because even today, our identity of who we are is determined by mainstream society. It's crazy. And we're still fighting to understand who we are as a people, to understand our history because we were separated from it. Right? Now, can I be truthful with y'all? Can I be truthful? Black skin oftentimes translates into being inferior and not quite human. There are people out there who still do not think or believe that Black people are human. This is why our relationships are most important in our culture. Goodman tells us again that membership in our own cultural group supersedes the consequences of membership in any other groups. So if you've ever heard that term, you're getting ready to lose your Black card, because losing that is more important than anything else. You do not want to be, Black people do not want to be excluded from their own community. We do not want to lose track. We do not want to lose connection with our own community. So it's one of those things where and people don't want us to acknowledge our own relationships, right? But it's that relationship we have within our own cultural context that is most important. So out of all the modalities of marriage and family therapy, like cognitive behavioral therapy and structural family therapy and several others, there's only been one that I've come across in my last 2.5 to 3 years that has focused on Black people. It's not specifically for Black people, but it has focused on Black people. And it's known as emotionally focused therapy, otherwise known as EFT. And so according to her book, The Practice of Emotionally Focused Couple Therapy, Creating Connections, Susan M. Johnson, who recently passed, she's the pioneer of that movement, tells us that EFT is integrative and that it looks within and between. That, you know, that's what we need. We need to be able to talk to somebody that looks in and between our relationships to help us understand how we bring ourselves into this context of being in relationship with one another. And so that we don't make the mistake of losing those that are closest to us. And so it integrates the EFT therapy movement, integrates the intra-psychic focus on how individuals process their experience. You know, a lot of times we don't get a chance to talk about what we experience. We don't get a chance to sit down and without being judged, you know, because we tell somebody and instantly there's judgment. Now, whether or not they communicate that judgment is still judgment. And so everybody else, a lot of people I know that are not Black got a therapist. Ooh-wee. But I just, you know, what's good is I just learned of a preacher friend of mine. He said he has a therapist. And I thought that was very, very interesting because he's almost one of the last people I would think to have a therapist. But when he said that, it triggered in me an understanding that having a therapist is not a bad thing. And that's one thing that we as Black people have to get away from, thinking that having a therapist separates you from God. It does not. Having somebody to talk to does not separate you from the Lord. The Lord is big enough to take you talking to a therapist. As long as you keep him primary, God don't have a problem with you sorting, talking to somebody to help you sort things out. Now, can I go biblical on you for a minute? Moses had judges. Oh, Lord have mercy. Moses had some judges to help them figure out situations that they couldn't figure out themselves. Therapy. So, yeah. You know, it's important. And what EFT looks at specifically is primary attachment oriented with emotional response, with an interpersonal focus on who partners, on how partners organize their interactions in the patterns and circles. In other words, what that means is there is something with the way that we operate with one another that if we look at it close enough, we can see where a pattern is existing. Because we are interpersonal people. We're loud. We're, you know, flamboyant. We are, you know, we posture, but we love hard. We love hard. And so we're interpersonal people. We are spiritual. We are relationship based. We more focus on whether or not we can get along with somebody than whether or not we can work with them. That matters to us, right? We operate from a position of how people have treated us and what the current condition of the relationship is. In other words, we take everything personal. So the person that's listening, let me help you to the skip. If you take stuff personal, you are not abnormal. That is, you are normal. That is your makeup. That is your DNA. It's okay if you take everything personal, but it's how you respond that makes a difference. You cannot respond negatively to everything that you take personal. You have to take a step back, take a breath, There are some things I could take you through, but I'm not a licensed therapist. So it's just advice. But understand that it's not the end of the world if you take things personal. But there are some moments where you have to grow up. Like if somebody forgot your favorite cereal, you know, Frosted Flakes at the store, and you lose your mind, you would just be an immature. You need to put your big person drawers on and get with it. But it's okay. It's so you got to learn, you got to grow, you got to mature. But it's okay when you take things personal, but you got to know how to channel it. I'm one that takes things personal, but I've learned how to channel it. I've learned how to let it go. I've learned how to let it roll off my back like water off a duck's back. It's very important. We even take the Bible literally. And how we operate according to how we feel, even though it may not be how we feel may not be factual, but it is emotional and therefore it is viable. And so that's why the Bible tells us, that's why I'm so convinced that there's so many black people in the Bible, right? Because the Bible tells us, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So at some point we have to learn how to grow into understanding who we are as people. But there are times when you need to be able to talk to somebody without judgment that can help you process your experiences and your attachments so that you can grow even further into the person God would have you to be. So, yeah, we need therapy. We need therapy. Because for a long time, black people have been made to feel inadequate about the things we feel and the people that we deal with because of the public backlash that comes with it. As soon as you say you don't like something, as soon as you say, and we don't know the emotional baggage, the weight that comes with you speaking your mind, right? What is it? Oh, they done lost their mind. Here they go again. And you just expressing yourself. So, yes, you need to be able to talk to somebody that will listen to you, that will redirect you, that will guide you through, that will help you understand your experiences and the things that you've been through. That will help you grow. For instance, if you've been married, right? If you've been married any time, but you still have time, I'm talking to the brothers now, let me say, because I'm a man, but you have problems talking to your wife. You have a problem talking to your wife. Then you have to understand that it's not your wife, it's something you might be experiencing that is preventing you from fully communicating with your wife. So one of the things that I would ask you is, what was your relationship with your mother like? And you're going to tell me some things. I would ask you, like, what was your relationship with the female structure in your house? What was the relationship with the male structure? Was there a male structure in your house? And if there wasn't, how did you deal with that? What was the norm? What was the context of what you grew up in? What is your narrative? And I would want to hear your experiences. And from there, hopefully I can help you understand why you're having trouble communicating with your wife. For me, it was being an only child. I grew up not having an answer to anybody, but my mother was a strong woman. And I was often her sounding board for some things. And so when you begin to understand yourself and you need help understanding yourself, then that helps you have better relationships with the people you love. And according to Paul T. Guillory, in his book, Emotionally Focused Therapy with African-American Couples, we know that in the face of everything negative, slavery, Jim Crow, racism, rape, beatings, loss, there are even more stories of attachment-based bonding among black people. In other words, we have made it through all that, and we have the relationships to prove it. So listen, this is almost therapy for black people. First episode. Tune in, check it out. It's going to be twice a week, every Sunday and Thursday. I guarantee you, you're going to get something out of it. This is Midlife Mike. I'll see y'all in a little bit. I'll talk to y'all in a little bit. I wish I could see you. We'll get there. Me and J-Ray, we out. Y'all take care and be blessed.